the book of Jeremiah. And we come today to Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 1, for our 13th study in the book of Jeremiah. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Jeremiah 28, verse 1. In that same year, at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fifth month of the fourth year, Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, Thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years, I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. I will also bring back to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the exiles from Judah who went to Babylon, declares the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Well, now that's good news, isn't it? Problem is, Hananiah was a lying prophet who claimed to be speaking the word of God, but was not. And of course, his message was, it's smooth sailing from this point on for God's people, even though they had not repented. No big deal. Well, verse 5, then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to Hananiah the prophet in the presence of the priest and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord make the words that you have prophesied come true, and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. Yet hear now this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes to pass, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. Then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke bars from the neck of Jeremiah the prophet and broke them. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus says the Lord, Even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all the nations within 2 years. But Jeremiah the prophet went his way. So Jeremiah just spoke plain common sense, common biblical sense, and this guy is full of theatrics and false prophecies. But Jeremiah did say something very important here. There's one way to know if a prophet is truly speaking for God. His word comes to pass, and he never misses. Because I can tell you that the Word of God teaches that the accuracy rate of a prophet must be 100%, or he is discredited. 12. Sometime after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke bars from off the neck of Jeremiah, the prophet, off of Jeremiah the prophet, I turned my page. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, Go tell Hananiah, thus says the Lord, You have broken wooden bars, but you have made in their place bars of iron. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put upon the neck of all these nations an iron yoke to serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. For I have given to him even the beasts of the field. Despite the false prophet's comfortable message and theatrics, he is still a liar, says God. Some preachers are very good at telling lies. Oh, very creative and very charismatic at telling lies. 15. And Jeremiah the prophet said to the prophet Hananiah, "Listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you have made this people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will remove you from the face of the earth. This year you shall die, because you have uttered rebellion against the Lord." In that same year, in the seventh month, the prophet Hananiah died. And you see, you can get a big following by being a false teacher who tickles the ears of the people, but it is not worth it. The success of someone like that is very short-lived, and they will experience the punishment of God for not telling the entire truth in their messages. Chapter 29. These are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders of the exiles, and to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jeconiah and the queen mother, the eunuchs, the officials of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen, and the metal workers had departed from Jerusalem. The letter was sent by the hand of Elish, the son of Shaphan, and Gemara, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Well, in 597 BC, some Israelites had been taken away to Babylon, just as God said they would, just as Jeremiah had prophesied. And God has a message for those people in Babylon. And so we see that even in their punishment, God still cares for them and still wants to communicate with them and hear the word of the Lord that was given to them. Verse 4, it said, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf for its welfare, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are among you deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams that they dream, for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, declares the Lord." In other words, God says, you're going to be there a long time, so you might as well make the best of it. Settle down and live for God in the situation that you are in. Don't wait for a better situation to come along, or you'll waste the today that I have given you. Verse 10. "For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. Many will be dead by the time God's punishment has finished running its course. But for those who are alive, they will return when God says it's okay." Verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for wholeness and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And for God's people there is hope, and there is a bright future. There is trouble in this life, but hang in there with Jesus, because very good times are coming." Verse 12, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." And this teaches that God hears our prayers if we are sincere when we pray. 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. If we really want to talk to God, he will listen. God responds to the sinner who is serious about repentance. God responds to the prayer who is serious about prayer. You know, God's not waiting for you to be perfect before he responds to you or forgives you your sin, but he is waiting for you to be sincere about following him. 14. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Things will be good once again, once they repent. Once they wake up to how wrong they have been, things will be good again. Trouble is a very good spiritual wake-up call. Verse 15, because you have said, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. Thus says the Lord concerning the king who sits on the throne of David, and concerning all the people who dwell in this city, your kinsmen, who did not go out with you into exile. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I am sending on them sword, famine, and pestilence, and I will make them like vile figs that are so rotten they cannot be eaten. I will pursue them with sword, famine, and pestilence, and will make them a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, a terror, a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations where I have driven them. Because they did not pay attention to my words, declares the Lord, that I persistently sent to you by my servants the prophets, but you would not listen, declares the Lord. And so the people would be destroyed for not listening to the word of God. They instead listened to the pleasant words of false prophets. They wanted to be popular, these prophets, so they never preached against sin. But they were so selfish, because look at the destruction that the people that they preached to reaped as a result of it. 20. Hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles whom I sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning Ahab the son of Kaliah and Zedekiah the son of Maaseiah, who are prophesying a lie to you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall strike them down before your eyes. Oh, the false prophets love their popularity. They love themselves. But they will not be popular. They will be put to shame. When God punishes them, their phoniness will be exposed. 22. Because of them, this curse shall be used by all the exiles from Judah and Babylon. The Lord make you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire. Because they have done an outrageous thing in Israel, they have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives, and they have spoken in my name lying words that I did not command them. I am the one who knows. I am witness, declares the Lord. And so the same love of self that caused the false preachers to preach lies caused them to commit sexual sin. Their unbridled lust was their God, and it took many forms, including false teachings. And their unbridled lust also proved to be their downfall, and unfortunately, the downfall of the people who listened to them. 24. To Shemaiah of Nehelam, you shall say, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you have sent letters in your name to all the people who are in Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, now, Let's continue reading here in verse 26. The Lord has made you priest instead of Jehoiada the priest. to have charge in the house of the Lord over every madman who prophesies, to put him in the stocks and in neck irons. Now why have you not rebuked Jeremiah of Anathoth, who is prophesying to you? For he has sent to us in Babylon, saying, your exile will be long, build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. And yeah, Jeremiah said that because that's what God's word to him was, and so he had to pass it on. Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the hearing of Jeremiah the prophet. Well, Jeremiah is accused of being a madman. He was too dangerous to be free, so the priest commands that he be locked up. And why was he a madman? Well, because he spoke the word of God, and the sinners did not like it. So they're using their own likes and dislikes to judge madness and folly and what is right and what is wrong. Verse 30. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Well, Jeremiah, as we will see, and this is what set him apart from false prophets. He didn't write down his own thoughts. He was a prophet. So he delivered the word of God, or he kept his mouth shut. 31. Send to all the exiles, saying, thus says the Lord concerning Shemaiah of Nehelam, because Shemaiah had prophesied to you when I did not send him, and has made you trust in a lie, false prophets, and the Lord told me bunch, are some of the biggest fools in the world, because God hears their assertions that God is speaking through them, and he knows they are lying. And if they think that they're going to get away with their positive feel-good messages, they're in trouble. And they are sadly mistaken. They are not only deceiving others, they are deceiving themselves. Verse 32, therefore thus says the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah of Nehelam and his descendants. He shall not have anyone living among his people, and he shall not see the good that I will do to my people, declares the Lord. For he has spoken rebellion against the Lord. And here it is in a nutshell. If we do bad, we will not see good. We'll pick it up in chapter 30 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.